Biden breaks promise to never politicize troops after delivering partisan speech flanked by Marines. By Christina Wong on September 2, 2022. President Joe Biden broke his promise to never politicize the United States military after delivering a highly partisan primetime speech Thursday night, attacking Republicans with two Marine sentries clearly flanking him in the background. Biden had promised during his first visit to the Pentagon as president, "I will never dishonor you. I will never disrespect you. I will never politicize the work you do." Yet, as the president delivered his speech attacking the opposition political party, the sight of two Marine sentries positioned in the backdrop behind him drew criticism from Republican officials, conservative pundits, Marine veterans, but also from mainstream media journalists. Their views were quickly aired on social media. Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears, a Marine veteran, tweeted, "Why were U.S. Marines used as a political backdrop by their commander-in-chief during a disunity speech? Everyone should be concerned." Max Miller, a Marine reservist and U.S. House candidate for Ohio, tweeted, "Using the United States Marine Corps as props in a political speech of this nature is truly abhorrent." Representative Daryl Lisa, CA, tweeted, "The only thing worse than Biden's speech trashing his fellow citizens is wrapping himself in our flag and Marines to do it." Breitbart News' Joel Polak recalled how Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley apologized for appearing with then-President Donald Trump in a walk across Lafayette Square the day after the White House was almost overrun, arguing it had involved the military and politics. "My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics," Milley had said. Polak tweeted, "Hey, where's Joint Chiefs at the Joint Staff Chairman General Mark Milley complaining about the politicization of the military? Can we expect to see a parade of military officials denouncing Biden for abusing the Marines for a political speech? Or is that just when Trump stops riots?" Conservative commentator Tim Young tweeted, "I thought the military wasn't supposed to be political. Positioning Marines behind Biden when he said his political opponents were a threat to the nation was tin pot, third world dictator shit." But even CNN journalists raised their eyebrows at Biden's use of Marines in the background. CNN's Brianna Kyler, a military spouse, tweeted, "Whatever you think of this speech, the military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind President Biden for a political speech flies in the face of that." CNN's Jeff Cialini called it a break with White House traditions. Breitbart News has reached out to the Marine Corps and the Office of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for comment on Marines being present during Biden's partisan speech. Biden has also repeatedly threatened military force against Americans who support owning R-15s, as Breitbart News' AWR Hawkins has recently reported. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.